That Thursday Morning Mom is next. But now, it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joint.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
All right, a little bit subdued. And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The man with the plan, the woman who puts the yes in I can, and the brother who picks the raisins out of his brand. Still has a CB in his van with a license plate that says, I'm the man. He also loves his women the same color as Lindsay Lohan and once dated a fan named Joanne while her man was in the can, but it didn't pan out because she got caught with her hand on about a grand Jay kept in a coffee can and was creeping with his man Dan, who also drove a van and told women he was one of the brothers in the Gap Band. So Jay started dating his man Dan's side chick, Ann. Now, Ann looked like Lola Falana and smelled like marijuana, two of Jay's favorites. She had Jay in the palm of her hand. She went from Dan's side chick, Ann, to Jay's main squeeze, Ann. If Jay did a show, 80% of his dough went to Ann. Back then, Jay didn't even have time to shake his fans' hand because he wanted to go straight home to Ann. Oh, he was whipped, lost, and turned out he was Bro-livia. Well, to make a long story, Kirk Franklin, Jay was the happiest he's ever been in his life with Ann. He had good credit, his eczema cleared up, and he had a diamond pinky ring and an accent, Sybil. Ann had his nose wide open like Dionne Warwick. Well, nobody knew where Jay and Ann were staying, especially not Dan. Now, Jay was featuring for Bobby Blue Bland, who was playing about an hour away from where Jay and Ann were staying. After the show, Jay didn't even shake no fan's hand. He jumped straight in the van and drove fast as he can so he can get home to Ann. As he turned the corner in the driveway of where him and Ann were staying was another van, Sybil. Ann was creeping with another man with a bigger van. And that van was rocking like the Spinners was outside singing Rubber Band Man. Jay didn't even cry, Sybil. He kept on driving. And as he drove by, he whispered a phrase that's still relevant today. These hoes ain't loyal. He thought he was whispering, Sybil, but the radio was kind of loud. But Jay kept driving and driving, and that same drive is why Jay is one of the most successful comedians in the game today.
What an
Speaking of comedians in the game today, listen to this lineup, y'all. Coy Holcomb, Adell Givens, John Witherspoon, Charlie Murphy, Ari Spears, and me, Huggy Lowdown, on October 11th at the Atlantic City Comedy Festival, Boardwalk Hall. But wait, there's more. The next day, on Sunday the 12th, it's Mike Epps, Ricky Smiley, Earthquake, and Cypher Sound. Hell, everybody's going to be there. Hell, the director of Secret Service, Julia Pierce, might come through. She ain't doing nothing else.